House Bill 2240 would insert language making an act of domestic violence or sexual offense by strangling an aggravated felony offense, leading to criminal penalties. By adjusting this language, the bill could potentially help a person or family involved in a domestic violence case get out of the situation sooner rather than later.
One of the studies that we looked at found a very high correlation between strangulation and later homicide. And the reason that strangulation was considered with the seriousness that it was in the proposed language is because of this correlation and the hope to prevent any additional violence in the future.
Danielle Swan is from the domestic violence community at the YWCA in the Kanawha Valley, and she's also an attorney in Charleston. She mentioned the bill could also cover someone who was strangled even without visible evidence of strangulation.
Strangulation actually requires very little force to cut off the air passageway. In fact, 10 seconds, a victim can lose consciousness, and in 4 minutes, they can lose all brain activity. And when looking at the bill and speaking with other experts on the issue, that's why no physical markings were required, because in fact, strangulation actually requires very little force.
The bill concerned some delegates because the term strangling could be viewed as very broad, potentially affecting someone who was either protecting themselves or accidentally performing the act. Delegate Jeff Foster of Putnam County was one of the delegates who expressed this concern.
Let's suppose the person who began the fight had a weapon and pulled a knife on the other person, and the person who did this chokehold stopped them. Well, and let's say even the person with the knife actually stabbed the other person but caused no injury, as in cut their clothes or something like that. The person who choked them is then, in stopping that fight, is more guilty than the person that used the knife and tried to stab the person, correct?
And I'm back to, yes, a prosecutor could charge several individuals. If I understand your hypothetical, you've got two combatants in a fight, third individual intervenes and uses a choke on one of those two individuals that were already fighting. All three of those individuals could be subject to prosecution for a variety of crimes, depending on how we decide to weave the facts of the hypothetical.
Other concerns were how the bill would affect things like high school wrestling matches, as well as someone dying while under erotic asphyxiation by a consensual partner. By the end of the meeting, three amendments were suggested to better narrow the definition of strangling. But Delegate John Schott, chairman of the committee, decided the concerns were too numerous to deal with in one day.
Two of the numerous amendments we have and the apparent high level of concern over this this bill, we're going to refer this to our criminal working group, see, and encourage them to get with the domestic violence group and representatives of the prosecuting attorney's office and see if they can resolve some of these concerns that have been raised. I think they're all legitimate concerns, and rather than force through a bill that might have unintended consequences, we still have time to work this bill up.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in the House.